This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons kicking off the 3 o'clock hour here. Ted Johnson's in the house.
Hey,
how we doing?
I'm good, boys. How we doing?
Good weekend?
I had a great weekend. Thank you very much.
I don't know. I thought maybe you were bored because you were calling into Dan Ball's show later.
You know what?
No, that man. It was a good show, right, Ted?
It was a great show. Lovely hearing Dan on the weekends, and him and Frizzoco had a good, just compelling discussion on Sunday afternoon, and I had to just get in on. You know, I'm texting Brian and Dan all my thoughts, and they're like, "Hell, why don't you just come on the air?"
Ted, what time did you call in? Because I was driving back from Western Mass, and I listened from like 4 to 5:20.
It probably right after that.
Yeah, it was about quarter of six. The last segment in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and it was
fresh off the beach.
I heard where I've been, you know, sunburned. Where I've been like 4 hours, where I was toasty, and so I was, you know, that feeling when you're like kind of tired and out of it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so I'm texting all my thoughts, and they're like, "Why don't you come on?" I'm like, I don't think I said anything too bad to get myself in trouble. But I had to get in on that conversation, and I appreciated them allowing me to get some thoughts off my chest there.
We appreciated it. It was a lot of fun. And Brian and I were kind of going back and forth, like, okay, I'll ask a couple. You get a question in.
Yeah.
You were so fired up. Yeah. We got through a 10-minute segment. Well, I'm like, all right, I asked one. Brian, you want to sneak one in here before the end? Like, it was great. You did all our work for us, which is all I can ask
for. That's not a good reputation to have, but there are times when I can just wind me up and I go, and when I really need to settle down. So
okay. So let me know when that, like, if I need a bathroom break, like I have like an issue, and I'm just like, Ted, I need that time. Roll them, baby.
You got it.
Speaking of rolling it, let's roll the sounder.
We want to continue to strengthen the roster.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
You know, we might have thought these players were crap at the beginning of the offseason, but the Patriots would disagree right now. Mark Daniels and others confirming the Patriots have informed Efton Chisholm and Elijah Ponder that they have both made the 53-man roster.
Let's go.
How about that?
Elijah Ponder, the greatest rookie free agent ever, or whatever the quote was on him.
Yeah, that was the outside linebacker.
And
coach
yoked.
Said that.
A yoked guy, too. Apparently quite impressive physique-wise.
Yeah, I forget the outside linebacker coach's name. Well, Mike Smith or something?
Yes.
He said that Ponder's the best undrafted free agent player he's ever seen. So
no kidding.
That's what he said. Yep.
And then we got Fitzy's guy, Efton Chisholm, made the wide receiver depth chart. Yeah.
Not a surprise.
No, not with the way it came down in the preseason. Absolutely. Now the only question is he really the next Amendola, or is he really, you know,
Zach Sudfeld?
Balls bouncing off his face and just dropping everything.
Oh, man,
and
it's great.
You had to put Chisholm on because of just where he was undrafted. He was, where he was kind of. The fact that he's undrafted and the fact that he showed up every day at 5 o'clock and the fact that he showed out, that is the kind of guy you want to make an example of. And so you sign him to 53 and hope guys will get on his coattails and bring some guys with him.
And Josh loved him from day one. The coaches loved him. Josh loved him. If Josh loves him, he's the offensive coordinator, obviously has some sway and say in these decisions.
He was running Dolar routes and running them to perfection out there. He was maybe ahead of the curve.
Him highlight plays. He was basically game planning plays for him in the preseason.
Yep. And then you started getting to Vrabel.
Two consecutive games, boys, if I may ask real quick.
That would be Efton Chisholm.
And Travion Henderson. Not bad.
Okay, what's the point?
Those are my two favorite players going in on offense.
All right.
Saying.
So we got that for us.
That's all small victory. It was the world's tiniest victory lap. Can I just have a tiny, tiny, tiny
Okay, real
victory?
Short. Just spin around in your chair, and that's your victory lap, and we're done.
Thanks, Fitzy.
All right. Thank you. It's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319.
Ready.
319.
319.
Yeah, there we go.
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or Roman Anthony personally thanked you for the swing advice, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Three hosts here on WEEI Afternoons, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson. Andy, you lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your three-point stance. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, that was confident. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I owe Craig Breslow a bit of an apology. When he led off the offseason signing Aroldis Chapman for $11 million, I believe, I was like, why? Well, you know, it sounds like an overpaid middle reliever. He's getting old. He walks a lot of guys. What the hell is he going to be? Well, come to find out, Aroldis Chapman is going to be one of the best players on the team, one of the best pitchers in baseball, arguably the best closer in baseball.
Yep.
In the month of August, you know what Aroldis Chapman's ERA is?
Tell me.
0.0. Yes, as the famous line goes from Animal House. You know, in his last 13 appearances, not runs, forget runs that he's given up. Yeah. You know how many hits he's given up?
0.0.
And it's not just that Aroldis Chapman is good. Last night he comes in 7 pitches, 4 strikes, 3 outs, game over, Red Sox win. It's that he has become, for me, one of the most enjoyable members of this team to watch. The stare down when he finishes in that strikeout to end a game and he just stares there and stares down the batter in the other dugout is electric. I'm a big believer that good teams have to have good closers. It's one of the most important positions in a team that wants to go deep in the playoffs. Red Sox not only have a great closer, they have a really fun guy who I was wrong. He's a massive member of this baseball
team. Once again, Andy Hart backing it up. Back that up. Back.
It is what it is.
Again.
And you know who was also wrong real quick, though? Craig Breslow and the Boston Red Sox, because they thought Liam Hendricks was going to be the closer.
remember that battle, quote-unquote, that was supposed to happen in the spring?
And
that
it's fine. Nice. Sometimes you luck into it.
Just tough guy to say a bad word about, though, after he came in and was absolute nails on the mic.
Oh, he's great. He's great. And
terrific guy.
I thought it was weird when you asked him about his broadcasting career while he's still thinking about his baseball career, but we'll move on from that. But no, Aroldis Chapman, there was like baggage. They lucked into it, all this. And now you're just like, is he the best closer in baseball? And is he a reason they could win a playoff series? And should we extend him to a lucrative multi-year extension at some point here?
I mean, there's something about, like, and I've always agreed with you on this point. There's something about a dominating closer that just gives you, I don't know, a sense of security for your team. Mm-hmm. And he's feeling it. I'm surprised that he's kind of can't come here with the attitude he's come here with.
Well, it's
at this point in his career.
It's almost like, and I know you argue against this play, but the tush push, and everybody says it's not fair because the Eagles really only have to get 9 yards because the 10th yard. The Red Sox really only need 8 innings. They need to lead for 8 innings because Chapman makes the 9th inning meaningless. He's been that damn good where the game is over. If you can get to him, the game's over.
And basically, you know what's coming. And oh, yeah. So that's the when you get a closer that can pretty much know the heat's coming and you can't do anything about it. That's pretty awesome.
But now it's the heat that is strikes. I saw the numbers making the rounds on Twitter. He used to finish very low in strike percentage. Out of like 300 pitchers, he'd be in the high 200s, 300. Now he's like eighth in baseball in terms of he just throws 100 mile an hour gas at the edges of the zone and the game's over and it's fun and he stares somebody down.
Yeah.
But and to back that up, you say the Red Sox need to go into through eight innings to the ninth with the lead. Again, I'll just back up what I said in the 2 o'clock hour. These courtesy of our pal Joe Weil. In addition to Chapman, 33 appearances, 30 innings, 0.3 ERA, 43 Ks over Whitlock's last 21, 18 and two thirds innings, 0.48 ERA, 23 K. That is as close to a lockdown eighth and ninth that I can remember since basically the '96 Yankees when it was Rivera. And Wetland.
Hey, we got the 8 and 9. We just need 6 and 7 now. Can we get any 6 and 7 covered?
Steven Matz. I talked about it earlier.
You look good.
Am I starting to like him? Am I starting to believe in him? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, that was that. But Fitz going out was a blow. That was a blow.
Yep.
Because he
great.
Was brought up for Walker Buehler. It'd be nice if Buehler could step up in that his new role.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll see if that happens. I'm not overly confident in that, but
he was okay on Sunday.
Okay,
gave up a home run.
I heard Middlebrooks talking about it though. He threw 7 different pitches. Like, how about we cut that down a little bit?
I remember that conversation came up a couple months ago where they like cut his arsenal in half. I guess maybe it wasn't working before or after. So
and especially
they said, go out and do what you want.
If I'm only looking for you to be in the bullpen and get me maybe 2 innings, why do we need to throw 7 pitches? Like, I don't need you to go through the lineup 3 times and set people up for future at bats and show all your pitches.
It's still
like,
early in his new role though. They got some things to work out for sure.
So you got, just to wrap this one up, so Chapman and Whitlock are locked down right now. You have Wilson, Matz, and Bernardino, your other 3 lefties, all of whom have been pretty good this year.
Yep.
Weissert looks like he's on fumes, and then you have Jordan Hicks at the back end.
Well, what about Slayton coming back, Dan?
Slayton coming back.
Going to be massive. Absolutely huge.
He was good when he was healthy the first part of the season.
Absolutely.
I love how you say, and then you have Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
who's making a boatload of money to throw really hard and have no idea where it's going when it leaves his hand.
And it's Tolley's coming, right? Eventually?
God, I hope
so. And he's got to come before September 1st.
He'll be here. I heard, might have been last night with Will Fleming, the pregame interview. Basically, it was like, we believe he's got special things and it will not be an issue and we can lean on. Like, he's coming. The only question is when. What day do we have the announcement?
Gotta hurry up.
At this point, it's him or Kyle Harrison, I think, because you're down Richard Fitz. You already moved Buehler to the bullpen and Criswell's hurt. So it's either one of the two of those guys taking that fifth spot.
The piglet.
I'm rooting for Tolley all day long. Yeah. All right, Fitzy, are you ready, my friend?
It's my turn. Let's have a good time.
Let's do that in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I know we were having a little fun yesterday at Mike Vrabel's expense because it seems like he backed up on his comment about rats in the building and razz the media for them always trying to stir something up. And that's fine and dandy because maybe he did sort of mayo-ize what he had said the other night in defeat and frustration. However, I do want to give him credit right now because Mike Vrabel, with these cutdowns, as he molds his first ever New England Patriots 53-man roster, is making good on his promise that it's all going to be about effort and attitude and not about entitlement. That's right. Effort and not entitlement seems to be winning out with the Mike Vrabel Patriots. Witness guys like Elijah Ponder and Efton Chisholm III, 2 undrafted free agents who no other team was even willing to take a Mr. Irrelevant or 7th round flyer on, who the Patriots paid good money to, brought in, gave a chance to compete against veterans, against people from last year's Elliott Wolf draft who probably thought they had at least one more year coming because, well, they were a 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th round pick under Elliott Wolf last year. The organization possibly couldn't withstand that embarrassment, could they? Mike Vrabel, DGAF. He is here to put together the best football team, and if you try hard or you're Mac Hollins and you knock him over in a wide receiver drill, you may have a spot on this team.
Interesting. I have thoughts, Dan Ball.
Would you like to share them?
Sure.
Go ahead.
As this day unfolds, I may have stronger thoughts, but I think there's counterexamples. Certainly, you know, he opened the door for the undrafted rookies, and that's great, Ponder and Chisholm. I'm not sure how I feel about the kicking situation where a rookie, right? I mean,
do you feel strongly about that?
I don't feel, and we started this last week with Giardi, right? Didn't Giardi?
Well, we did, but Dan had his 53-man roster, and we kind of debated it when he came.
Yes.
By the way, Jamichael Hasty's. He's gone, so...
He is, but just this coming into the desk as well, it looks like Terrell Jennings is gone as well, so it appears they're going with three running backs to start the season.
I got to return that jersey.
We thought maybe four, but it looks like the Patriots are going to settle with three running backs to start.
So the kicker situation, I think, might fly in the face of that, or is at least a discussion, because Mike Reese had the tweet earlier about something to the effect, we thought it was a competition, but the brain trust didn't feel the same way. They didn't treat it like a competition. So basically this job was the rookies... Handed to him.
Oh,
we've seen left tackle.
He didn't know that.
Handed. No, but. Maybe not. And maybe that was all they cared is that he thought there was somebody.
He thought he was competing.
And then we still have to wait to find out what goes down with Kyle Duggar as far as we find out what matters. Like, he is a line of delineation as to whether they're putting together the best 53 or money matters or draft pick matters or who you were aligned with matters. Right.
I think how they handle Duggar will kind of tell you what who's got more sway behind the scenes and what they're emphasizing.
Yes. So we'll see how this unfolds when we get the final cuts, the final roster for today, which I continue to say will not be the final roster come Raiders game. There'll be some alterations in the coming days. But I do think it's good. I think a lot of teams love it when rookie free agents make it easy on them. And I think both of these guys made it pretty easy on them. They showed up.
Yep.
They showed out. And when you put those guys on the roster, I do think that sends a certain message and helps you mold the culture that you're developing, whether that's a coach that's been there for a while or whether that's a new coach like Vrabel.
Who they draft, who they sign, who they keep is all signals and ways to communicate to your roster what they feel is important. Who they keep and who they let go all sends messages to the whole team.
And
so.
Fitzy, the classic example is the famous Jimmy Johnson, Miami, Larry Izzo. I got one.
Yep.
I need 52
it's
more.
A great story.
And basically said that Larry Izzo was the first player on his team. You know, and Jimmy Johnson, pretty good coach, pretty good motivator, had a pretty good track record building teams and franchises. So,
imagine being Izzo in that moment?
Awesome.
When Jimmy Johnson basically says you're the
number one player on the Dolphins.
You're number one player right now.
could I call my parents fast enough?
Good Lord. Way to go, Iz.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Way to go, indeed. All right, let's move on here. Our last and potentially best, we'll see how it goes, is Ted Johnson. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go right ahead, right. And Andy, don't make that face.
So when I heard that Jakobi Meyers potentially was on the market and asked for a trade, I was salivating. I'm the biggest Jakobi Meyers fan there is. I just never understood why Bill wanted to run him out there. I mean, I can maybe figure it out. He was probably too outspoken behind the scenes, and that was enough for Bill to not want to re-sign him. Instead, they signed the Patriots signed Juju Smith-Schuster, who was terrible in replacement of Jakobi. And all Jakobi did was go to the Raiders and ball out. He was, from 2020 to 2022, he was the leading wide receiver for the New England Patriots, Jakobi Meyers. People think that if you sign him, there's redundancy. No way. He plays the slot. Are you kidding me? He plays more snaps on the boundary than he does in the slot. He would be the best receiver on this football team if they traded for Jakobi. I would love Jakobi Meyers to be on his team because of his attitude, the way he works, the guy was a quarterback in college, comes here as a wide receiver, turns himself into one hell of a football player. The Patriots would be lucky to get him. I think they should make an effort to get Jakobi Meyers. I hope they do.
Yeah, I don't think we're unanimous on much on this show, and quite honestly, I'm not sure I think of many things at all in the short history of WEEI Afternoons. I think we're unanimous on this. If you can go get Jakobi Meyers for a reasonable price, go get Jakobi Meyers, and the person who will benefit most from it is the guy we talked to yesterday, Drake May. I think Drake May would love Jakobi Meyers.
He was, because he gets open fast, so it's fast solutions. Jakobi showed out for Jimmy G was his quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ritter, and he was balled out with all those guys.
What an absolute waiver wire pile of mediocrity that is, and yet still, you could. That's wash, rinse, repeat, 80 catches, 900 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's kind of a poor man's Terry McLaurin. One of the things we were talking about with him is like he just shows up and does it regardless of who's throwing the ball. Jakobi Meyers has had that ability. And you're right. It is a shame that he ever left New England.
What did you guys make of those rumors last night of like maybe the Patriots sending Duggar and a pick to the Raiders for Jakobi?
Please. I would have done it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders are looking to acquire a large contract like that. And I don't know if those seem like they were just social media rumors. I didn't really see that passed along by anybody of note. And I also, there were initial reports out of Vegas that the Raiders said, no, we're keeping you.
It is.
Like, we want you.
Yep.
Based on your trade value. So they're no dummies. Pete Carroll knows that he's a good player, and you need good players if you're going to try to turn things around. Tom Brady, the owner, knows a hell of a lot about Jakobi Meyers. He dealt with him as a rookie on the field, and now he's the owner. He's seen the successes. Tom Brady's no dummy and probably goes, wait, a guy like that we're just going to unload as we're trying to become a certain type of football team? So
weird kind of decisions with the wide receivers back then. Remember, they kept the wide receiver from the Dolphins that they signed. Parker.
Yeah, ridiculous.
His career worst ever season for the Patriots. And then he gets
extension. It was ridiculous.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah, that was really I know people focus on some of the like second round picks at receiver. That era with just like decisions at the position.
Juju Smith-Schuster, Devontae Parker.
Terrible decisions. And it's weird. Years later, we're still talking about the wide receiver position and how to fill it out and fix it and make it better. 617-779-7937. That's going to do it for the 3-point stances today. Nice job, boys. Now we get to the retroversy. Is that what we're really calling Dan Ball?
I like that.
Dan Ball, I like it.
I love that.
Is that ours?
Is ours.
That's ours
alone? That's an afternoon's original.
I love it.
And then when it's over, we can run a retrospective.
Love it. Let's go.
Well, revisiting the retroversy, Ted Johnson needs to chime in. He's been very passionate about Mike Vrabel, Elliot Wolf, the power dynamic, what decisions might tell us about that power dynamic. We revisit the retroversy next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles on the road last night. The final was 4-3. Richard Fitz picked up the win in relief of opener Brennan Bernardino. Fitz left the game with right bicep tightness. New this afternoon, the Red Sox are expected to place Fitz on the injured list and call up left-handed pitcher Giovanni Moran to take his place. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Lucas Giolito will start against Kyle Bradish, who is making his return from Tommy John surgery this evening. Here's your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He's in right, Alex Bregman at third. Jarren Duran in left, Trevor Story at short. Nathaniel Lowe is at first with Masataka Yoshida, your DH. Seidon Rafaela in center, David Hamilton at second, and Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 5:35, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The NFL cutdown deadline is today at 4 p.m. The Patriots have released the following players today. It's lineman Demontre Jacobs, corner Miles Battle, kicker Parker Romo, corner Brandon Crosley, receiver John Giles, safety Marcus Epps, D-tackle David Olajiga, as well as lineman Makai Butler, center Alec Lindstrom, linebacker Cam Riley, running back Jermichael Hasty and Terrell Jennings, and defensive end Truman Jones. Also from this afternoon, Efton Chisholm and Elijah Ponder have both informed that they've made the 53-man roster. It's also been rumored that Venarian Lowe and Marte Mapu have made the team as well. And from around the league today, the Saints will start quarterback Spencer Rattler against the Arizona Cardinals in their opener on September 7th. And finally, new this afternoon, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are now officially engaged. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 18th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Is there a rat problem that you have in the building? Have you figured out
you guys,
where
I
the
love
leaks
how
are?
You guys, I love how you guys take everything
I mean, you say rats. We got
to
run with it.
We got nervous.
We don't have much else
you guys
to talk
get all
about.
Nervous. Yeah. There's rats all over the place.
But
I mean, whether that's in this building, whether that's outside this building, I just love the flow of information. And I just felt inclined, and I was pissed off because we stunk and we couldn't do anything. So I tried to entertain you guys a little bit. I was ready to get home and get back to Foxborough.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show yesterday morning. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF-FDIC. So that was Mike Vrabel yesterday talking about his rat comment from last Thursday night in the preseason finale. He kind of blamed it on the media, and then there was the whole kerfluffle about, do we not understand Mike Vrabel's sense of humor? Ted Johnson, you haven't had time, at least not on this show. I know you passionately called in to talk radio over the weekend. What is your take on Mike Vrabel originally saying the rat comment and what he said yesterday?
Before I answer that question, I want you to the what we just bumped in with Vrabel talking about rats. Good for Courtney Coco. She kind of pressed him. He was making a joke about it, and they were all laughing, and it was funny. And then Coco didn't let it go.
Nope.
She asked one more kind of question, and listen to Mike's response to her second question after they had their yucks. Go ahead and play that, Stiz.
So you don't have to smoke them out?
No, I don't think that we'll have to smoke them out. I think we just want to be careful. Again, the information that gets transferred to the media. And again, we always want to do right by the Patriots and this football team. I think that's the most important thing.
Boom. There you go. There's the answer. So if you want to know why, you know, why was Mike upset that somebody told basically something that is so, to me, benign? Mm-hmm. It's who cares that Jalen Polk is going on IR and getting surgery? Why is that? Why was he so upset about that information? It wasn't the information. It was the fact that it got out without him knowing or through the channels that he is kind of set up. So he doesn't want – he's trying to keep all the information from coming out only through his guy. And mm-hmm. that's it hit me listening to Dan talk and Brian on Sunday that was the case, and Mike just affirmed that. But that to me, it's – I think at the end of the day, and we flesh this out on Friday trying to talk about it, to me it's a shot at someone in the front office, whether it's Elliot Wolf or whether it's Matt Groh. And I think if you look at it, I think Matt Groh and Elliot Wolf are taking some heat right now because their draft class, their free agent signings are all getting released. If you listen to Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference when he was hired as the head coach, he must have mentioned Elliott Wolf's name 30 times. 30 times. Oh, it was, I mean, it was like they were best friends. You never hear Mike Vrabel bring up Elliott Wolf ever. Ever. Never, not once does he ever bring up Elliott Wolf like he did in that introductory press conference. To me, something is going on behind the scenes. And when he said, we got a rap problem, I think he was directing at Elliott Wolf in the front office for leaking information and going behind his back to do that, because clearly that probably isn't communicated to Elliott, but the expectation is that he won't have relationships and won't be kind of telling secrets behind Vrabel's back. But Vrabel calling him saying just we got a rap problem, that I'll be interested to see if there's any more leaks, because my guess is that rattled Elliott Wolf a little bit.
So you referenced the introductory press conference and the tone that Mike Vrabel used. Let's hear a little bit of that.
What kind of players you want to wear a Patriot uniform to help you win as an organization?
Elliott's going to laugh. I'm going to say good ones. So, again, I'm just excited to get to sit down with Elliott and his staff. I've met more with Elliott over the weekend and had conversations with him.
Ryan Cowden to New England here to help with the front office.
Yeah, Elliott and I will have conversations. And, well, I think that the ability to have open dialogue with Robert and Jonathan was something that was critical. Elliott and his staff, obviously, what I believe and what everybody else believes is a young, dynamic quarterback. And if that's coming to me, great. If that's coming to Elliott, great. If that's coming to our strength coach, great.
That's unbelievable.
So that was January. That was the mashup of Elliott Wolf comments and references. Yes, nice job, boys. Nice job, Stiz.
Elliott's going to laugh. I'm going to say good ones.
Yeah, and they need more of those. Mike Vrabel has said that throughout the last few days, too.
I mean, they
need
were more best buds back in January.
They were. That was early on in the relationship. It has probably evolved, and Cowden has settled in now. Stretch has settled in. Vrabel's been
two best friends that anyone can have.
But do you think Mike regrets? Because he did you said it. He tried to laugh it off a little bit and get everybody laughing. Do you think he regrets using the word rat on Thursday night?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. And do you know why? Because I don't think Mike likes to show his hand. I think Mike's the kind of guy that doesn't want you to know how he's thinking. And when you kind of see an insight into how he's thinking, he feels exposed, and he doesn't like that feeling, is my guess. And so my guess is yes, 100%. He's probably regretting he said that.
Fitzy, you think this is a early sign of concern for any reason? That there is this, I don't know, the head coach, who is also the be-all, end-all, most powerful figure in the organization, not named Kraft, is calling maybe his personnel guy a rat in the media?
Yeah, it's not great. Gotta be honest. Gotta be honest. Not great, Bob. Especially when, as Ted pointed out, Vrabel does strike you as a guy who wants control in any narrative, in any situation, arm wrestling, mental gymnastics, roster decisions, news slipping out. So he strikes me as the kind of guy that if something wiggles its way out of his control, he's going to be mad. That was probably a reactionary comment. And yeah, I would say if given a chance to take a Mully or a breakfast ball on that, he probably would.
And Greg Bedard on Twitter this morning said, "You all really need to stop talking about Wolf. Vrabel, Stryker, and Cowden make the decisions and have from day one, period. End of story."
Wow.
Do you think that's a lesson that maybe Elliott Wolf learned on Thursday night when he got called out, kind of put in his place? Because I have heard, I said it yesterday, and I trust the person who has told me this, that technically in his contract, Elliott Wolf has final say on the roster, but I've also been told he will probably never try to exercise that control because he knows it might lead to being ushered out of town. But it is weird.
He won't be ushered. He'll just be redistributed in the organization.
What does it take, the cannoli, leave the gun, whatever?
Is there a broom closet that he'll just continue to, quote, have final say from for the remainder of the season?
But he is in a weird world, because right now it feels like bad stuff we throw at Elliott Wolf. People critic, because I hear him all the time.
Yeah.
Twitter, talk radio, whatever. Elliott Wolf, Elliott Wolf, Elliott Wolf. And then Bedard's like, why do you keep saying Wolf? It's not Wolf. It's good or bad. It's Vrabel from now on. It's Vrabel's world. And Vrabel wanted us to know it's his world by saying we got rats around here and we need to do it the right way, right?
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, it's who's responsible for Elliott Wolf being here?
Robert Kraft.
And so there's already, a dynamic at play here where Vrabel's got to be thinking, new team, same job. Like, he's got a new team, but it's the same dynamic that he was the reason he left Tennessee for, because the general manager and him didn't see eye to eye. Well, the same dynamic is already starting to reveal itself here. And that's troubling. Mike's an emotional guy, and if this season gets off to a slow start, you're going to see frustrations.
So you say, comparing it for Vrabel to Tennessee, which obviously it went sideways there. A.J. Brown was at the center of some of that. Whatever. Doesn't it go back further? Isn't this sort of a tale as old as time in football? Doesn't it go back to your tenure with the New England Patriots? Wasn't there a certain head coach who, if he wanted to cook the meal, wanted to shop for the groceries and Bobby Greer and all that stuff? So there's a history of it in New England. So if there is an issue, you can't blame that on Elliott Wolf, right? Because Elliott Wolf wasn't here in 1995.
Nope.
Right?
Cannot blame it on Elliott Wolf.
And you can't blame it on Mike
Vrabel.
He
wants a job. He needs a job. So he's,
right,
you know, he's doing what he has to do to keep his job.
And probably making pretty good bank to keep that high executive role.
Keep going. I know where you're going.
So what is the, like, if I can tie it together, what is the common thread?
It's the Kraft family.
So the Krafts oversee an organization that at various times has had, whether it was Parcells, Pete Carroll, backdoor Bobby Greer, that whole era there, or sort of the second half of Belichick when it started to be collaborative. And
ask his recent comments about it. His recent comments, Belichick.
Oh, you mean the owner and the son?
Yeah. So he's basically calling out all the layers of red tape in the Patriots organization was a hindrance to him doing what he wanted to do.
So more so, this is an issue than an issue between Vrabel and Wolf. It's more an issue between Vrabel and Kraft.
There you go.
Right, as he gets his feet wet, but also wants to plant his feet on solid ground.
That's where I find it interesting, because the alignment with Elliott Wolf and Robert Kraft is so obvious to me. I mean, for Mike to call out essentially Elliott Wolf is really calling out Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
That's really what it is, and he knows that.
And oh, you do? Why he regrets it a little bit?
Maybe, yeah.
8 months into their second tenure together?
Yeah, maybe. And so just so people understand, Elliott Wolf, the feeling is, and my guess is here because Kraft wants him here, because it's his eyes and ears in all the meetings and all of the big decisions, that Kraft has a guy representing him in those meetings.
617-779-7937. Do you have more comments or thoughts on the Ratroversy? That is a Dan Ball original here on WEEI Afternoons.
But it's open season on Elliott Wolf right now.
From all sides.
Everybody on BST, I mean, it is like they're going in hard.
And it's not just the rat comment and this storyline, it's the draft, and it's last year's draft having Drake May and nothing else.
That's the storyline that is highlighting all this discussion about this.
Because I would actually say the rat comment or the other issues would be put to rest if he had a draft class from a year ago that had like six starters.
That's exactly right.
If Drake May was awesome and, you know, Jalen Polk was starting and all these things were going on, but that's not the situation. 617-779-7937. We had a long tease from yesterday into today. We didn't even know it. We got into our interviews yesterday on a Patriots Monday, but we need to visit this. Mike Vrabel is a first-year coach in the NFL. There's seven of them. Some people think he might win as many games as anyone who is a first-year coach. And then there's ESPN that thinks Mike Vrabel might be at the bottom of that list. We'll talk about Mike Vrabel's win expectations, and I'll let Fitzy react to this list that he won't like next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I mean, 8.5 wins, I look at that and just go, yeah, no doubt, I'm picking the over, 100%. I'm expecting the Patriots to be somewhat of a force in the NFL. We need to see Drake May take that next step or whatever you want to say there. The potential on the offense is there, but it's a little bit like, oh, I just would like to see it a little bit. The defense, I feel like I don't have a whole lot of questions about. The way they're going to be coached and everything on there, I look at the defense and go, I'd be surprised if the Patriots defense isn't a top 10 defense in football.
Wow. Chris Sims. Nice. NBC Sports, Pro Yikes. Football Talk. He's very optimistic on the New England Patriots.
Big time.
Too optimistic, Ted Johnson?
Yeah. We got to come up with our final before the season starts, season prediction win totals.
According to Chris Sims, it's bang the hell out of the over. They're a playoff team, 8.5. Yep. Laugh at that and win some money.
Top 10 defense, you know, not even close. I mean, it's I think has the potential to be kind of middle of the road average defense, sure. Which is an upgrade from last year. It really is. But to think that this isn't – they don't have enough depth, to be honest with you. And if you haven't been watching, Chris, the Patriots have not been performing all that great in the preseason. So I'm a little bit surprised. If you say, you know, a month ago, I felt one way about this team, I feel a little bit differently at this time. And if you've been watching training camp and preseason closely, you would see kind of – the flaws in this team.
Yes.
Yeah, how would you feel if something like, I don't know, Gonzo maybe randomly getting placed on IR for the first 4 weeks were to happen? How would everybody feel about that? That would give if that wouldn't give you the meat sweats, I don't know what would.
Yeah. And there's a lot of those. To me, there's a lot of those little don't love that, don't love that, don't love that, that has just popped up over the course of the summer that has eroded some of the confidence even you had. Or Fitzy, you had. We've done our updated win projections over the course of camp, and there's been some downward trends with some of those, but not Chris Sims. Fitzy, we had about a month ago, we had a list, and it was all the first-year coaches. There's seven of them. Who's going to win the most games? Mike Vrabel was second on that list.
He was he was third at that time.
Oh, okay, third.
Yep.
Well, he's
I still thought was kind of crazy, but okay, you know what happens.
He's not third on the current list from ESPN. He's actually sixth. Out of seven.
Sixth.
And they do an actual expected five-year win total. So they do they spread it out. Of 38.8. So if you do the math, that's not eight wins a year, right? That's a little seven and change.
7.7, basically.
Over the course of time, which I don't think people would love. And the key stat, New England has lost more games in the past 5 years, 51, than in the 14 seasons
that's
prior
crazy.
To that.
It that really is. Insane.
But that's the team he's taking over.
Yep.
That's the reality of the team he is taking over. And then elsewhere, Brian Ferzocco sent us this from Fox Sports on Twitter. Coach of the Year odds, plus 600. This is of the, it's a mixture of coaches, actually. Plus 600, Mike Vrabel. Coach of the Year odds, plus 700, Ben Johnson. Plus 1,200, Liam Cohen. Dave Canales, who might be on life support in Carolina or could be taking off, is at plus 1,600. Aaron Glenn with the Jets, plus 1,600, down to plus 2,000 for Kyle Shanahan. Do you like plus 600 odds on your guy Mike Vrabel, Fitzy?
That's surprisingly low. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been at least plus 800, if not plus 1,000. That's a true sign of Mike Vrabel being the reason why anybody thinks they'll go over 8.5 wins, why they'll be relevant, while they'll be better than the Jets and the Dolphins and maybe nip at the heels of Buffalo at least for half a season and be a compelling watch. The roster does not have any depth. The first cut I would make would be Elliott Wolf for that disastrous 2024 draft or any involvement in seasons prior. But as far as this list of seven coaches and the five-year plan goes, what in the holy hell has Duvall and Brian Schottenheimer, neither of whom have ever won a game as a head coach in the NFL, done to merit being placed several notches higher than Mike Vrabel, who kicked ass with tanker gas his first couple of seasons in Tennessee?
It's weird. To me, there's a reflection of the quarterback.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. Because Dak and Trevor Lawrence versus Drake May.
Right. They're you got to factor in what they think of the quarterback in these odds, too. Because Mike's going to live or die with the success of Drake May.
And if they average 7 wins a year to get to their expected 38, like, that probably means Drake May didn't get his second contract, isn't the franchise guy.
Right.
So now you're looking for a quarterback, figuring it out. Is it a possibility? I guess.
Just so people realize, teams that win 4 or less games in an NFL season, 50% of the time come back the next year and double their win total.
Yeah, especially when they spend money in free agency like the Patriots
did. So it's not that big of a deal to think that the Patriots can double their win total this year, because half the teams do it every year after winning 4 games or less. So it's to me, the expectations and what you should expect from this team, to me, are not over the top. But I don't know. I think it's going to be tough to get those 8 wins. I do, seeing what I've been seeing.
And we talked about it yesterday, Fitzy. There is a little bit of a pessimistic trend that has taken over. Some of it warranted, yeah. I think. I don't think it's just like blind pessimism. It is stacking together whatever you prioritize. You know, whether it's this note out of oh, my God, J.J. McCarthy diced up the defense, and you're like, oh, I don't love that. Or it's, Will Campbell looks good as a run blocker, but when he pass protects, it's not great. There's a lot of sacks out. Like, whatever you choose to point to, it's affecting people.
There's a lot of messages coming out where it almost feels as if the Patriots are putting, they want these kind of, hey, you know what? Tell people that it's going to take time, or it just feels like you're right. A lot of the team guys, writers that cover the team, are kind of changing the narrative on what people should expect out of this team this year.
And you referenced it. I think we referenced it yesterday, Fitzy. Mike Vrabel did it, I believe, maybe in New York. It was last week where he said, people need to remember, this is our first training camp as a staff. This is our first year here. It was almost like he was trying to rein in a little bit of the expectations that maybe had gotten a little too out of control. And, I mean, if Chris Sims is your barometer, the way he said that, like, he scoffed. Chris Sims just basically pulled a Fitzy. Like, you would think he was a career Patriots fan scoffing at that disrespectful 8.5 number, Fitzy. He's playing your side of the street. You got to get him in one of those videos or something.
But at the same time, this does, as much as I love anybody, be it our old pal Mike Cadlick or Taylor Kyles or anyone who had them in the 10, 11, 12, even 13 win territory. Come on now, for real. Like, again, this is going to sound wrong or like it doesn't make any sense, but there are many ways that a losing season can be a big win for Mike Vrabel.
Oh,
an 8-win season can be, if you're in 15 of the 17 games, you win 8, and you realize Drake May is a dude, and you're not left regretting wishing that you went with McCarthy, Knicks, Penix, etc. This season is a massive dub.
Let's hit the Sounders, Diz.
We want to continue to strengthen the roster.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
Well, something that we discussed. Go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the Dan Ball cut desk.
Yes, something we discussed when we were going through the 53-man projection on Friday. We've discussed it for weeks, is the fate of Kyle Duggar. For the time being, the Patriots were not able to find a trade partner. Kyle Duggar will be making the 53-man roster, according to Andrew Callahan and others.
Ooh, Mike Vrabel. Like,
there's one more piece of information about, did you see JB?
Let's go to the Ted Johnson cut-down desk.
It is being reported the Patriots' second-year wide receiver, Javon Baker, who has been viewed as a bubble player, is expected to be part of New England's 53-man roster.
Wow. I love it. So you lose the fourth running back and you add the seventh wide receiver is what happens there.
These are the two best moves that could have happened if you care about the top 53. Mm-hmm. If you're putting together the top 53, I think both of those guys were on the roster.
Yep.
Talent mattered. They took the best players. They didn't try to cut $9 million in salary, and they may have tried, but they just couldn't get a trade.
Right.
But they didn't cut him. They didn't walk away from talent. They kept the best 53 players. 617-779-7937. Are you surprised that Kyle Duggar is still on the Patriots? Are you surprised that Javon Baker, in his second season, now maybe a special teamer slash wide receiver, is still on the Patriots roster? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.